At its March meeting, the Franklin Town Council moved forward with transferring ownership of the Nequassee Mound. Now, certain residents and Franklin Mayor Bob Scott are asking for more information on the Nequassee Initiative, the nonprofit that will receive ownership of the mound. BPR spoke with members of the group about their history and funding. The Nequassee Initiative grew out of the now infamous weed killer incident of 2014, explains co-chair Juanita Wilson. That's when grass on the mound was killed by an application of pesticides by town workers. In 2015, the group adopted the name Mountain Partners to express their goal of bringing together people of all kinds, says Wilson.
It started as a war of words, and it just kind of became a war, a media war. And I really don't want this to happen. I don't want to create a new controversy. I want to say I can understand why people would be worried and upset, but they are being represented by their own community leadership.
There were over 20 members of Mountain Partners from the town of Franklin, the Eastern Band, the Cherokee, Macon County, and the Mainspring Conservation Trust. Last summer, the group announced a plan for the Cultural Heritage Corridor. The over 60-mile tract of conserved land runs along the Little Tennessee River headwaters in Rabun County, Georgia, through Franklin and Cowee to Cherokee. Historical kiosks are planned at the Cowee Mound, Nequassee Mound, and Kadua Mound. In 2016, the Mountain Partners officially incorporated a nonprofit arm with a director's board of 7 people called the Nequassee Initiative. Maggie Mead is a consultant at Catalpa Partners who helped with the move.
People who were involved in Mountain Partners are still involved, and we meet monthly, and the Nequassee Initiative is just the formal organization running that. So there's a lot going on, and all kinds of partners are involved. A lot of focus on the Nequassee area right now.
But as it's ready to take ownership of the mound, Franklin Mayor Bob Scott is asking for more information about the Nequassee Initiative's plan for the mound, even though it had already received over $67,000 in funding from the town, Macon County, and the Eastern Band of the Cherokee in the last 2 years. Investments in the old Nequassee Town area of Franklin go back to the 1990s, with over $11 million going into the area, including the Little Tennessee River Greenway. When you add up all the money spent, both public and private funds, to preserve the land along with the cultural corridor, it's over $50 million, according to Mainspring Conservation Trust. Mayor Scott said he's well aware of the revitalization projects and the initiative, but he wants more details on the organization's plan for the mound before he can support transfer of the deed.
I think that what they're trying to do is excellent, and I support it, but the thing of it is I have got to watch out for the deed. I just don't know at this point. And I'm the mayor, and I have a duty and I have an obligation to look out for this town, and I'm going to do it.
In August of last year, the Eastern Band purchased property next to the Nequassee Mound. They plan to build a visitor center and historical museum on the site, though final plans have not yet been announced. For some, the details of the Nequassee Initiative are the main issue stopping transfer of the deed. For others, personal and historical reasons are the main points of contention. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.